Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, find out what you need to know before hosting a Medicare educational event. Stay compliant with help from the ASG team. ASG Episode 6, Rules for Hosting a Compliant Medicare Educational Event, written by Roxanne Anderson. Holding an educational presentation is a fantastic way to grow your client base, but you must make sure you stay compliant. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS, have set forth rules on what you can and cannot do when holding events. We'll cover what you need to know as we discuss how to host a compliant educational event on Medicare. If you're planning on hosting an educational event, first, review your motivation for putting on the presentation. Affairs like these serve to inform Medicare beneficiaries about Medicare Advantage, Part D, or other Medicare programs. During educational events, you cannot market specific plans. So if that's your goal, you must hold and follow CMS sales event guidelines. Once you're confident you'd like to inform, not sell, then you must determine your type of educational event, prospective enrollee or enrollee only. There are certain actions you can take at enrollee only events that you cannot take during prospective enrollee events, but we'll get to that in a minute. As for the when and where, these gatherings must be held in a public venue. Under no circumstance should you hold an educational event in-home or in any one-on-one setting. All educational events, even those held at health fairs and expos, must be clearly marketed as educational to beneficiaries. Advertising methods depend on whether the event is for prospective enrollees or enrollees only. For prospective enrollee events, you may advertise by newspaper and radio ads, flyers, and direct mailer. Enrollee-only events may not be advertised through mass marketing channels like newspaper or radio. Instead, you must use marketing methods that will only reach that particular enrollee, such as a direct mailer. Remember, at educational events, your primary focus is to educate attendees. It is not to lead or attempt to lead attendees toward a specific plan or set of plans. What can you do during an educational event? You can hand out objective educational materials on MA, Part D, and other Medicare programs. You're free to give your business card or contact information to any attendee who requests it. You can answer questions posed by attendees. You're allowed to give away promotional items that include plan name, logo, a toll-free number, or carrier website, just as long as they comply with CMS nominal gifts ordinances. At educational events, you can even provide meals, refreshments, or light snacks. You cannot display a sign-in sheet or collect contact information of any kind. You may not discuss any carrier-specific plans, benefits, or distribute plan materials unless it's an enrollee-only event. That means no plan-specific information, like premiums or co-payments, to name a few. You can't give your business card or contact information to attendees unless they request it. You cannot attach your business card to any of your educational materials. Do not answer questions beyond what attendees ask. During educational events, you're not allowed to give away money, gift certificates, gift cards, or anything with your contact information on it. You can't provide enrollment forms, scope of appointment forms, or permission to contact cards. You're not allowed to ask for or accept referrals. Do not schedule follow-up calls or appointments with attendees. You may not give an educational presentation in a one-on-one setting. You're also not allowed to hold a sales event right after your educational event in the same building or general area. Why is staying compliant so important? CMS and carriers take compliance very seriously, and we do too. Keep in mind, carriers may send secret shoppers to your educational events. If you violate the CMS Medicare marketing guidelines, you could be subject to administrative hearings and penalties, cease and desist orders, or worse, CMS can suspend or revoke your license. Why so serious? Well, Medicare eligibles and Medicare beneficiaries depend on health insurance agents like you to help them with what can be a confusing and complicated endeavor. They can be vulnerable, and regulations exist to ensure nobody leads them astray. Play it safe, and you won't be sorry. Check out our show notes for links to the CMS Medicare marketing guidelines and all of the other links we mentioned in this episode. That's it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We'd love it if you took a moment to share this episode, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you next episode.